Here's some opening footage.
Ooh, opening footage.
I say we speed run this podcast.
Yeah, probably, pretty much. We'll see how it goes. So how's your Black History Month been going?
Oh, we gotta do the intro first. Hold on a second.
The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid beaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on the Mention the Machine.
Welcome back to the Mention the Machine podcast, ladies, gentlemen, and others. This is episode 67. It is mid to end February. Joe, as I said before, we hit record and everything. How's your Black History Month going?
I totally forgot it was Black History Month.
You know what? I feel like it's the Trump effect. I feel like Trump has made Black History Month not be as in my face as it normally is every other year.
I just feel like everything going on with the government has been doing that.
Yeah, true, true. But even like the level of work emails about it and things like that seem less. Mm. Very strange.
I've been in my AI hole the past month and a half. My one buddy messaged me the other day, how's it going? I'm like, I'm on day six of fighting the Balrog.
You and that AI.
Yep. It's making me money, though.
Yeah, well, that's good. Good to make money. Joel, you got a question for us this week?
Yes, I do. How much of your current goals reflect your desires or versus someone else's?
I'm always iffy about goals and what they're there for and why they're there. Some of them have been there so long that I think they're there out of habit, and so it's, I think it's worth reexamining them all the time. And I don't think they're really other people's goals, but yeah, it's tricky to say. Like, I don't know who else's goals I'd have.
Well, like, for example, I got this from my audio diary the other day. I'm like, I don't understand this question. Hey, ChatGPT, explain to me like I'm an idiot. So the question really is asking, are your goals actually yours or somebody else's?
Hmm. Yeah, I think they're mine because nobody's pushing me to do any of them. Like, they're all stuff I want to do.
But you're not doing stuff because you're not doing to let somebody down?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You?
Nope, my goals are my own. I am 46 years old, and guess what? It is what it is. Fuck it.
Yeah, 46 years old, divorced, and like, fuck them. Yeah, I don't...
It's funny, because like, I'm watching that Steak and Eggs podcast, and these guys are like, the girl's 26, the guy's 30, and the guy's like 36. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I want my first time of getting old, and da-da-da-da, and like, what matters, what doesn't matter. I'm like, you guys are cute.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the benefit I get. The main benefit, I think, of getting old is you let a bunch of bullshit drop to the side, and you're less influenced by everything. And
well, you also, hopefully by now, learned a lot of shit.
Yeah. Well, definitely that, but...
My favorite quote to say to my coworker when shit goes wrong, I remember my first beer.
That was a good one. Yeah. What was I going to say about goals and whatnot again? I lost my train of thought on that. So,
I think I figured out how to make my house not freeze anymore or burn up anymore.
Well, that's good.
I need to get some foam and insulate the outside.
Hmm.
So, apparently these guys come out with a truck, they drill a hole in the side of the whole house and, well, the siding, and they pump it full of foam, expanding foam.
Yeah.
Makes it super quiet and super, well, like, energy efficient.
Nice.
So, as soon as we get warm enough, that's going to be happening.
Yeah, that's similar to what we did for the bus. We did it ourselves, and it wasn't a lot of foam like they're going to do, but it was foaming up certain spots that are definitely cold for the bus, like mm-hmm. around the wheel wells and things like that. Probably should do that just in here and fucking quit worrying about buying insulation. Just, you can see the sunlight coming in here where the roof meets the walls, and mm-hmm. it's like, that shouldn't be.
I saw a video the other day. This guy took a storage container, and he basically like made it into a shop. Mm-hmm. I guess he fixed and repaired surfboards.
Oh, nice.
And he basically took and like added all this insulation and stuff and then put drywall on it and like put a little like splitting unit on it.
Hmm.
I was like, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice to have the land to be able to put a storage container on and be like, I'm going to turn this into something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, I had lost my goals again. Oh, yeah, one of the things I'm dealing with now with goals and everything is, am I trying too many things at one time and constantly thinking, do I need to reduce them? Like, I stepped back from lifting weights just to focus on the jiu-jitsu because I think I'm burning the candle at both ends on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm limiting my progress in jiu-jitsu, so I need to focus on that until I decide to get back into the weights.
So I decided with the ash stuff, I just put blinders on it, and I'm like, you know what, I should clean my kitchen. I should do this. But, like, that's all I've been doing is focusing on that one project, and I finally got to the point where I think I'm going to be done soon.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure you are. Enjoy your AI project, Sisyphus. Keep rolling that boulder.
Well, this section will be done. I can move on to another project, so.
Yeah, I think it's a good practice to do checks and ask yourself, is this project or task or goal still serving me or not, and when you should drop it?
Well, unfortunately, I got a delivery to make, so
until... Well, that's actually, like, work. That's a project. That's not, like, something you're doing for fun.
That's what I'm saying.
Part
like,
of your goals.
I basically shut everything down to get this actual, like, freelance project done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I didn't need to be 230 pounds solid anyway. I'd rather be lean and good at jiu-jitsu than fucking jumbo guy.
Well,
unless I can get fucking some HGH or something to help me heal faster, but the doctors are uncooperative jerks.
You gotta go to the right doctors.
I had a weird moment the other day. Speaking of like uncooperative jerks, but more the jerk part. I went to the bank and did a larger withdrawal of cash for me, and the clerk asked me. He said, "This is a larger withdrawal for your account. Any particular purpose?" And I wanted to tell him it's for hookers and blow. Like, just see what he'd say and then tell him it's none of his fucking business. But it's like, why is that a question he used to ask? Like, why is that any of his business?
Because they want to make sure you're not a terrorist.
I don't look like a terrorist.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you flip the switch.
What switch?
So apparently, and I forget what countries it was, they were putting a limit on how much money you could take out because it might mean you're either fleeing or doing something.
Mm.
So there's all these little behind the scenes, like, checks and balances you don't know about. Like, for example, if your credit card gets stolen and someone buys two pairs of sneakers, like a pair of sneakers and a couple of tanks of gas, they shut it off because it's stolen.
Because
kids usually buy sneakers and gas for their friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I could see that. But this wasn't a super large withdrawal. It was like $1,500. It's not
a large withdrawal.
That's not.
It is.
It's more than I can do from the ATM, which is why I had to go into the branch.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's like... stupid question to be asking.
You buying something illegal?
No, I told him just to have cash on hand. Like, it's fucking just a dumb question to be asking people.
You say that, but
I should have said it's to pay your mom off. tell your mom to quit sending me dick pics.
There's this guy on YouTube I found him called iLumpy, and he does Counter-Strike. I don't know, whatever game it is. And he talks so much trash.
Whatever game the kids are playing these days.
And this one guy's like, pull up, I always pull up, I never pull out. I'm like, ask your mom. I'm like, damn.
Your mama jokes, I don't know if they went away or not.
No, they did not. Tell you that right now.
Are they as prevalent as they were when we were children?
One of the debates, the one podcast I listen to, keeps going about, like, oh, the internet's safer now? How about you go back to Halo 2 chat lobbies? We'll talk about safety.
Yeah. That was probably pretty much the most inclusive chat room in the world because everyone's mom got it.
Uh huh.
And everyone was a racial slur.
I played online with Halo 2 once. I got sworn at in Spanish. Like, it was like, oh my god, I've never had so much shit popped on me so fast in my life.
Yeah, it was funny. I just couldn't keep up with the way people were playing, though, because they had more time to invest in it than I did.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn kids.
Well,
goddamn unemployed people.
We got less than a month. Till spring.
Yeah, we'll see. We're running out of topics. We still got to finish the strategy book. I don't know how many pages I've got, but I know I've got to do my math by the end of the month and knock that out.
We got 7.5 hours left.
It's weird how that book was written, because it's like every chapter they're like, we'd go more in detail on this in the next chapter, further on. It's like, why don't you just do it now? Like, why are you fucking teasing me?
It's annoying. The delivery of information is not efficient.
Yeah, I should have known, because I hate when a book has more than one author, because it means it's not somebody's like clear thoughts. They had to bring in somebody else to work on it. Or it's just a kickback to that guy, like, hey, I'm going to write this book, and I'm going to put your name on it, because you get some royalties. Weirdos. Yeah. I did order a new book, because it was mentioned in Good Will Hunting. And I was like, well, let me look it up. And it's the People's History of the United States. And it's like, it's supposed to, in the movie, Matt Damon says, that book will, that'll do something to you. They're reading that book, and I'm like, well, that's what we're here to do. So I ordered that. That should be here this week. But I don't. I might do that as a secondary book, since we're going back to Wheel of Time, and that's an audio book.
That's gonna be a slog.
That's not the slog book. It's just got to get through it. And once the weather warms up, you'll probably get through it if you fucking can ever find yourself back on your bike.
Well, I just need that temperature to hit about 50 degrees.
That's what you said last year.
Well, now I can go to the mills now. I figured it out. I can do about 2 miles behind the mills.
2 miles? That ain't nothing.
No, I'm going to do laps. I'm saying I got some stretch of road I can actually ride more than a mile.
Yeah. 2 miles. Yeah, I think this coming season I'm going to do less of the e-bike. I'm going to try to anyway and do more of the regular bike. We'll see. We'll see how I am on time.
Well, I was being stupid in when I was training indoors. I'm like, why does my effort keep going down? I'm like, oh, because my heart's getting stronger, dumbass.
Yeah, that Weltory app doesn't tell me anything good ever about myself. I think it's bullshit.
Well, once I get this AI thing done, I'll go get that CPAP machine and see if that actually fixes anything.
Aren't they delivering it to you?
I gotta get fitted.
Oh, well, yeah. You should do that probably before you worry about the AI thing, since your health is more important. I'm just saying, if you're sleeping better, you might be thinking better, you might finish faster.
Well, it's kind of funny, because I've been going to bed later and sleeping longer, which makes no sense. Like, if I go to bed at 11 o'clock, I wake up 3 or 4 times in the night and get up at 7. If I go to bed at 2 or 3 in the morning, I get up once. I get up at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's kind of just the way it is, though, with the getting up, because you got to get a log on to your computer to be at work. I've been getting up earlier too, because I've been trying to go to more of the morning jiu-jitsus, because that's where they have more intermediate classes. And that was something else I figured out, and it's one of my training partners mentioned he was doing it. It's quit going to so many fundamental classes and go more to the intermediate and advanced classes. Get more open mats, you'll progress faster. So I had to do that, but the other intermediate classes are either the evening classes, which I can't get to, or the early morning ones. So gotta get up.
Yeah, I know once I get my sleep fixed, I can get up early and do all sorts of crazy shit again, but...
Yeah, and once they finally move the gym down there, then we got to get you down there on the jiu-jitsu mats. I keep threatening it, but I think you'll enjoy it.
We'll see.
What's more enjoyable than strangling strangers?
Shooting strangers.
First, you'd have to buy a gun, Joel.
Do I?
Yeah. Yeah, unless you're going to 3D print a gun, which probably leaves all kinds of weird records somewhere.
I think you might want to CNC a gun if you're going to do it. 3D printing is not efficient yet.
What's CNC stand for?
Computer? No. Computerized numerical control.
Sounds extra complicated.
So basically, back in the old days, before they got all the fancy microcontrollers and shit, you had your, equivalent of assembly language of moving the tools. So, like, you turn the spindle on, and then, like, the spindle will be like the drill bit. So you turn the spindle on, you tell it move 5 millimeters forward, and then move 5 millimeters to the left.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah, we used to do work for a company, because we were their marketing agency, that's not what they did. They did a bunch of CNC stuff. they made the bits for all that and stuff like that. So, a company named Kennametal.
Oh, my friends used to work for Kennametal. Yeah, Latrobe.
Yep. I didn't know where Latrobe was until I started working with them and had to go out there a couple of times.
Mm.
It was nice to store their factory. They had a clean floor.
You had to.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was, like, super clean. I was like, wow. Sometimes you go into those places and they're shitty.
Mm-hmm.
The craziest factory that we ever went on was we went on the tour of the Boeing plant. Like, that was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're talking about some of the biggest goddamn buildings you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're looking at people and they look like they're that small down there, mm-hmm. like, working in sections on building airplanes. They're like, this is nuts. And then you look and it's, like, fucking to the horizon. You're seeing, like, plane parts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that scene in The Matrix when they need guns.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that video I sent you about the black holes and quantum computing?
Not yet.
The best thing about it is at the end, the guy that's doing it, he's like, and if you're feeling like you don't understand any of this stuff, don't worry, because I don't understand it. And that's kind of the way this goes.
Well, my whole thing, I heard somebody was talking about how, oh yeah, it's going to other dimensions and having other computers run.
Oh yeah, I said that. The computer basically makes an agreement with itself that says, like, I'm not gonna solve this one here. I'm gonna solve this in this other. I'm gonna let the other dimensional version of me solve this.
I've heard multiple people say that.
Yeah.
And my thing is, how does it not lie to itself?
I don't know.
Like, we were talking about. I was talking about coworkers the other day. I'm like, yeah, so and so just says they'll do it. They never do. They're just wasting time. Some of these computers are like, yeah, I'll do that work.
I think computers probably have more of a reason not to lie to themselves than
do they.
Yeah, probably.
I doubt that.
There's no emotion in the computer.
To err as a human, to really fuck things up, you need a computer.
Is that so?
Yes, yeah, Cyber City Audio 808.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is on my list, though, to watch.
What's that, Cyber City?
No, the video you sent.
Oh, yeah. It's short. It's only like 6 minutes.
Past couple of days have been kind of crazy because I've been processing a lot of data for work, and like I wrote this script to like process all these data files, and I finally got it done to like take all the different, like I think I got 28 different files, and it processed them all flawlessly. I'm like, sweet. So I got a new file from the vendors. It's like, I can't do this. I'm like, what do you mean you can't do this? They named the wrong file wrong. They changed all the file. They changed some of the variable names. Like, are you kidding me? Like, all of a sudden, now I decided to change all this shit. Like, what's going on?
And at the point of variables is you don't change the names?
Uh-huh.
Stupid bastards.
So.
That's why I like constants.
But I processed a lot of data in the past couple of days. That's pretty proud.
Yeah, I did download Cursor, and I've been working with that.
And?
I ran into an issue this morning because I was using the chat and not the composer, and apparently you should use the composer.
Never use the chat.
Yeah, the chat was like, I can't see this file, but if you post the copy into here, then...
So the other thing, if you do it at codebase, like at, the at sign will bring up variables and stuff, but if you say at codebase in your questions, it will be able to see the entire codebase.
Okay.
The other thing, cool thing you can do, I found out, is if you put a Git repository on your code... And like you're doing revisions, then what you can say is, "Hey, there's a Git command you can run that will give you all the diffs of all the files since you've done it."
Mm-hmm.
So you give that diff to the cursor and say, "Hey, what happened here?"
Yeah.
And like, oh, I changed this. I should change this back. I've been having all sorts of crazy Git situations going on.
Yeah, we're not getting that crazy with the Git because this is, I should say this is on my work computer.
Yeah, what I'm saying is you can. If you can, you don't have to go out to GitHub.
Yeah.
You make a Git.
Local.
And that allows it to track changes.
Okay.
And then, like, if you're working on a project, the first thing you do, you make a Git, and you do the initial code thing. And then you start working on, you do a bunch of revisions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, wait a second, this is working in the original, why is it not working now?
Yeah, and it'll figure it out. Yeah. That's cool.
Or you can do, like I said, I did the Git changes of, like, give me all the changes from this one to this one. And then, like, I found out how to walk through the Git. So, like, if I have a good feature on Git number 2, but on Git number 5, I can jump back to 2, explain this code, spit it out, put it in another file, put it in a clipboard, come back, and then spit it back into 5, and go, oh, okay, I can do it this way. Like, it does really well if you have a model for what you want it to do.
I had an issue with it where I was like, hey, can you streamline, clean up, and better organize this code? And it did, and I was like, this doesn't look like anything I wrote. Like, we're not using this.
Well, you also want to say, do with minimal changes and do not rewrite working code, stuff like that. There's a lot of different little... I've learned in the past 2 months a lot of different...
Well, the problem is I'm taking a bunch of fragments, mm-hmm. and I'm putting them into one big fragment, so it's a bunch of spaghetti code, of spaghetti JS in there, and I was like, can we organize this better? Can we not repeat ourselves? Because there was a bunch of things adding event listeners to the same things, and I was like, let's fix that.
KISS. Always tell it KISS.
Yeah.
And also, if you start going down a rabbit hole, are you overcomplicating this? It's like, oh, I am. Let me fix it this way. I've had a crash course on Cursor twice in the past 6 months.
Yeah, so far I like it. I didn't realize it was basically built on the VS Code.
Yeah.
Like,
IDE.
Yeah, I was going to say IUD, which is a whole other thing. But yeah, it's been interesting. Now I'm just going to try to... I need to start making my own projects, but I think I've said that in the past. But then again, am I overcomplicating things? Do I need more projects? Do I need to build stuff? Or do I just need to fix stuff?
I have to build stuff.
Yeah, I need to fucking just focus on one thing at a time.
It's going to be kind of working for me.
Yeah. I need to focus on fucking insulating this garage because it's kind of cold out here.
But. Yeah, very cold. I need to put a temperature probe out here.
Too many. Automate the heat coming on, too.
I was thinking about it.
You should never automate propane kicking in and if nobody's around to watch it, I don't think.
That's what cameras are for.
Yeah, I'm going to break down the sauna because the thing's broken, and then I'm going to use that as kind of a motivator to figure out the next steps for that, because I do want to build a little platform out back and put a real sauna type of thing there and put an ice bucket or whatever to do cold plunges.
Maybe we should go to the Home and Garden Show March 7th through the 16th.
I might.
Because I'm going to go because I got to find some contractors who do foam.
This is the, this week they're doing the Craig Street Winter Sale. So there'll be comic books and stuff down at Phantom. I'm going to that. Yeah, we could probably go to the home sale. I just always worry about giving people too many big ideas.
What do you mean?
Well, because then it becomes my project and it's not my idea.
Well, you don't tell anybody.
I'm not just going down there by myself. Where were you? I was at the Home and Garden Show. You should have told me. And that's a whole fucking argument. It's easier just to deal with it and just say no. Well, no to that project.
I just like to get ideas. I'm like, I can do this cheaper. Like, I was looking at the gutter helmet last year. I'm like, wait a second. This is just a mesh over the thing. I go on Amazon. Yeah. $60 later. Here you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the same thing with, like, I need to build a trash receptacle to put my garbage cans in. And there's a guy that I saw doing it on Instagram out of pallets. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can do that. I just got to go down and grab the pallets. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the place right when you come off the bridge of Bigelow, or whatever, when you go across the Bloomfield Bridge to Bigelow, there's a place right there where they have a bunch of pallets lined up right next to the garbage cans, which I'm pretty sure those are free to take. So one day I'm going to fucking fuck around and find out.
Mm-hmm. There's a pallet place down the street for me, $5 a pallet.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for them. That's kind of the point.
Well, I'm buying plastic ones, so.
Yeah, this is wood. This is fine for me because I want to take it apart. Mm-hmm. I should grab a plastic one for my basement to put water on. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll take a trip down there with you one day.
Okay.
Or just give you $5 and tell you to bring me a pallet.
Be 10. Delivery fee.
Yeah. You're already on your way here. What's the delivery fee for?
So I can put myself a pallet.
Did you ever hear the story about the guy, he walked into a pizza place and he ordered a pizza and he wanted it to be delivered? And they said, why do you want it to be delivered? He said, I need a ride home.
And folks, I think that's the end of the podcast.
All right, till next time.
Later.
Next time it will probably be March and we'll see what's going on in the spring.
Maybe.
Maybe. See ya.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit TheMentionTheMachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.